last time on Bucci.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that the true New Year's is actually astrologically and planetarily on March 19th. This is actually a fiscal New Year, right? Companies can have their quarters. This is actually a capitalistic New Year. So anyway, to go along with the masses, my New Year's resolution is I will continue to not have a firefighter boyfriend in 2024.
You do not want a firefighter boyfriend.
Hell no.
Smooth boot.
Always be smooth. Gotta use that body, or you will lose that body. Green top hats, green fedoras that say 2024. Noisemakers, but the only noise they make is 2024. 2020 star wands. See? It only says 2024. You try selling this in February. Uncle Billy, you're not gonna sell it in February. Two frogs, French kissing. Yeah, we're building a memory quilt. We're taping it together.
We've had a long conversation with a woman at the grocery store. So, what did you do for New Year's, she asked me, as I'm fumbling for my Visa card.
Oh, Visa. Very nice.
Well, to me, that's starting off on the wrong foot.
Hey,
you know?
Bucci, go blow. But anyway.
The owner's manual to my new oven.
And GE controls our whole lives. The Monk movie, which is now on Amazon. Sorry. What's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to continue not caring what people think about me. Inflation itself, burning planet Earth.
Oh, that's a good one.
I have to pay $50 for toilet paper.
I'm going to put this image in my quilt, and I'm also going to put a sheet of toilet paper in there in case anyone needs it later. I don't want to rob a CVS. I didn't do that last year.
Let's say, like, even though it seems like there's no downside, a milkweed. But I think I would add, like, a little bit of fire to the patch, too, fueled by anxiety.
Yes, and so the fire is that anxiety.
Yep.
You got a lot of 2024 merchandise laying around, right?
Well, why is the sweatshirt so expensive? Like, don't worry, you'll know when you get home. It's getting taped
down.
I want to know what you did not do last year, and you want to continue not doing...
I don't believe in that.
You didn't observe New Year's last year, and you want to continue not observing it this year.
Okay.
I had to weasel it out.
And now, this week, on Bougie.
Tell you between 6 and 7 p.m. Bucci does the interrogating. I'm sorry, that was hot. Bucci does the interrogating. All right, just calm down. People in the chat over there at WFMU. .org are saying, when's
Bucci
gonna start? Well, it's gonna start right now. Oh, yeah. That's what my mouth wanted. Moisture. Ow. Sorry. Not up to 100% today. I'm having body issues. I usually don't talk about my body issues that much on the air. But today, unfortunately...
Gout status is...
I think I have gout in my knee. Like, my knee is hurting like when I get gout, or the gout, as it likes me to call it, or the King's disease. It prefers that, but I'm not going to call it the King's disease. But when I do have it, I have that sharp shooting pain, that pain of all the uric acid stabbing the inner lining of my body. And I have that in the knee, you know, and I'm like, I've never heard of that. So I looked it up on the internet, and the internet just said, are you kidding me? Knee what? Give me a break. You don't have knee gout. That's not a thing. Gout affects the extremities. This is what the internet told me. Fingers, toes, not knees. To which I typed into the internet, well, the knee is pretty, I almost swore, extreme to me. It's the most pointy part of my leg. Is that a Bucci adage? It better not be. Hold on. It's not. But the internet's just like shaking its head like, Oh, Bucci, what are you gonna say next? All right, but that being said, I've taken a big thing, capital T, of steroids, so that should go down as the hour proceeds. Aside from that, yeah, I'm okay, I suppose. Getting off a big weekend. This past Saturday was the WFMU holiday party, which was great. Genuinely great. Good. It was really nice to see my fellow DJs outside of the constraints of the FCC. We were able to use, be free with our language and gestures. And that you really get to know someone when you start seeing what they look like when they're talking, which a lot of DJs don't. That's why they don't go to parties. Radio DJs, they're like, well, I prefer the mystery. Not Bucci.
Bucci.
Not Bucci. It's a weird thing meeting people, though, who only know you from the radio. Good weird. I'm leaning towards good weird. But terrifying weird is on the dial. Because you meet people and they recognize your voice. And then you get to see the look in their eyes as they kind of come to grips with the face versus voice thing. I found that people had like a few reactions, different reactions when meeting Bucci. They'd say something like, oh, you're Bucci. Which I don't care for. Or they'd say, oh, you're Bucci. Or they just say, oh, and then go, you know, outside and, you know, do, quote, some mushrooms. So, you know, those reactions are just like, little stabs in the heart. But that's fine. I have a thick heart. That is a Bucci adage if I've ever heard one.
Bucci adage.
I did meet this one guy who was super excited to meet me, came up to me. I'm not going to say his name because, well, I didn't get it. But he said, oh, you're Bucci. He said, I really look up to you. You know, you're a idol. I'm actually trying to get a show on the station right now. I've been talking to Ken. He said, I really want to do a talk show where I take calls like you. And I have all these ideas for topics. And he said, I was thinking of doing a topic called, What is Your Origin Story? And he's like, really excited about it. He's like, well, and I said, what is that? How's that going to be? How's that going to work? And he said, well, the callers would tell a story of that, you know, that informs the person they are today. You know, and I was flattered that he was, you know, running it by me. I was flattered. So I wanted to mentor him a little bit. So I said, look, the door is closed. No more room at the inn. Capiche? There can be only one Bucci on WFMU. And I poked him in the shoulder a little bit. And also, that topic is bad. It's a terrible topic. It's a bad idea. And then when I ran and told Ken and told him about this, he said, don't worry, Bucci. Don't worry. Pull up the rope ladder. You made it. Nobody else will.
Ken promised.
Ken promised. Station manager Ken. Which was good to hear, but just to make sure, I went back to the guy and said, okay, I just talked to the station manager. I put in a good word for you. And he said, yeah, you should. He said, you should pitch him a show that's like, you ever hear iHeartRadio? You should pitch him a show that, like, you would hear on that channel, like some charting pop music. Yeah, that's what WFMU wants. In fact, why don't you just record the show? Just take an existing iHeartRadio show and just record it, and then put your name on it and submit that. That's the kind of show that we need here, you know? Now that I'm thinking about it, do that. Yeah, do that. He said, why are you laughing? And I said, oh, because it's such a good idea. And then he laughed too, the fool. So it's nice to mentor people. And you know, a good mentor always puts their protege in their place. Remember. Then, you know, you can't be a protege if you start getting good at something. Then you're, that doesn't work. Then what happens? It breaks the entire mentor-protege relationship. But it was nice to talk to people and meet people and see old friends that I haven't seen in a while. And most of the people I met, frankly, when I met them and said,
Bucci.
They just asked, what's that? What's going on with this music? Ooh, it's starting over. The perfect loop. So they just said, you know, I'm not entirely sure what that means. And I said it again.
Bucci.
And they said, I don't know. So after I got over my rage, I realized, you know, actually, that's a pretty good question. Like, who is Bucci? Where did he come from? And why? Well, hold on. I'm getting some hate email, so I just responded with some love email, and that disarms the person. So, who is Bucci? And why? Well, first off, he wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. No, sir. He was born with a silver spoon in his head. I know, it's crazy. This spoon was wedged so close to the brain, it almost killed him as a child. And he was sickly and weak. But when he grew up, his rich, silver spoon brain allowed him to excel at thinking and making up topics. It gave him the power of humility and resentment. So that's what I kind of want to talk about today. What is your origin story? This is a pretty good topic. I was just thinking about it, and I realized that's the kind of topic I should do. What was the event that caused you to happen? You were one person before the event, capital T, capital E, and then one person after. And also, what powers did you gain from this event? Because events, these things, these type of watershed moments do give us power, even if they're not obvious at first. Yeah. But, so people in the chat and everyone else I ran this topic by are saying, Bucci, in real life, there's usually not one thing that creates a person. You know, people are a collection of beliefs that we hold about ourselves, you know, interests and values and abilities and emotional patterns make up our fate in life. Not being thrown in a vat of acid. That tends to be not the origin story that people go through. And to that I said, not on this hour of radio, they don't. On this hour right here, there is one thing that shapes your whole life, and it's very dramatic and interesting and good radio. So if you call up and say, oh, Bucci, I'm a bunch of emotional things and reactions and that's what makes me, I'm going to hang up on you for 3 weeks. I'm just going to hang up on you. Which means when we do this topic in a little bit of time, you have to think. Think. Like, for example, my uncle. Someone I talk about a lot. My uncle's origin story is marrying my aunt. She pulled him out of the pool hall. She paid for him to go to audio engineering school, which gave him the superhuman ability to make audio drops for his nephew.
Gout status is...
like those kind of drops. Which changed his whole life. That moment of marriage is his origin story. Turned him into a totally different person. My aunt's origin story is also marrying my uncle. My aunt, when she sent to me, she said, Bucci, do you think God will forgive me for marrying that man? And you know what? He never did. And she was twisted and warped into the woman she is today. An atheist who hates people's uncles.
I hate you.
So she's like a supervillain. A supervillain aunt. So that's the kind of origin story that I want to talk about. You know what? And I know that some origin stories are painful and horrible. I acknowledge that. And to that I say, let's not get into those so much. And in saying this out loud, I realize that I've definitely made a mistake with this topic. And that's definitely the kind of calls I will get. And this is irresponsible for me to just blithely, damn it. That guy said this was going to be a good topic for him, which just shows how this is harder than it looks and why he should never get a show on WFMU. I should have done the topic that I was going to do originally, which was guess how many packets of sugar I have in this fishbowl. It's a variation, a Bucci variation of the classic carnival game. But too late. Origin story is the topic. So, but I think it's going to be great. Let's just not air out our very real traumas on the radio. Okay? That's Bucci's job. You don't need to do that. This is a safe space, but it's not up to code, if you know what I mean. So that's going to be after the break. And also...
Quilt.
Last week we did the Bucci quilt, the Bucci... we were calling it a memory quilt or a legacy quilt last week. The quilt that callers, you folks, are contributing patches to. And this patchwork, all these personalized patches that symbolizes your outlook for this coming year. I did that last week, but we only got like 4 patches. One of them is a piece of toilet paper. One of them is like an oven cleaning manual. There's a patch of the earth burning in a field of flowers or something. So it's a terrible quilt. There's only like the little bit, you know? It's just enough to, like, if your pen was going to sleep, you could lay that quilt on that and hit, your pen would be comfortable. That's a terrible, you know? So I'm still taking some patch submissions. So if you don't want to, like, dish on your origin story, but you do have an idea of what kind of patch you would like to put into this Bucci quilt, you can call. It's kind of like an
additional topic that runs parallel to the main topic.
Seems like there's a more concise way of saying that, but let's move on. Let's just move on. So anyway, that is after this. All those things that I just mentioned are after this. So let's see, what are we going to play? Alright, here we go, here's one. This could be a supervillain origin story. When you listen to the lyrics, you will maybe get that. It's the, it's one from the Woman of Mystery, Lakaylee 47, from her 2022 album, Shape Up. It's Free to Love, only on WFMU. There we go.
Free to love.
I'ma let you find out. Yeah.
Free to love.
You had it in your damn house.
Free to love.
Yeah, I'ma let you find out.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
What's your origin story?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Yeah, you had it in your damn house.
Smooth Booch.
Yeah. All right. Boochie back. So we are taking calls on origin stories. What's your origin story? You know, when I was sitting here listening to that song, very enjoyable song, all the lights on the phone board lit up all at once and then went out. So I hope that means that the phones work, or else, guess what? Bucci's going to be playing a lot of FKA Twigs this year, or this hour. So 201-209-9368, please let these phones work. What's your origin story? What happened? And what are the powers that you gained from this event? And are you good or evil? Did this thing turn you good? Or did it twist you into like a little monkey's fist of anger? So, like, did you take acid at a Tool concert, and now you like terrible music, and you have like this power, this ability to like just love really the worst music? Not that Tool's the worst, but you know. But that could be your origin story. Like, oh, my brain was blown out by Tool, and now I can only listen to Toolish music. Was your parent killed by an evil corporation? If this is your origin story, this is one of these things, please do not tell me that. If this happened to you, I'm sorry. Just make something else up if that happened. I just can't have corporations mad at me. You know, not anymore. I'm really trying to get in bed with corporations, even if we're still wearing all of our clothes. Caller, you go Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. It's Franco.
Hey, Franco. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Me too, basically.
Okay, except the knee.
Yeah, you know, this knee...
But I suppose we could go on about our knees for a while, but let's save it.
Yeah.
We know about knees.
Email me about your knees later if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We'll talk...
I want to talk
about that. Yeah. So, Franco, I'm sure you have an origin story. I mean, I'm sure of it. You have something that in your life kind of changed you. That was like this A happened, and then you're a different person. Do you have something like that?
Yes, I do.
Good. What is it?
Well, in 1966,
okay,
my parents took me to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just a regular kid from Los Angeles.
Regular, okay.
And the first thing that was shocking was I had to wear a sweater in August. I had never put on a sweater in August before.
Okay.
The second thing was they took me to Muir Beach, and
yeah,
I saw hippies for the first time.
66. Wow. Okay. So this was like
was very early.
This is
but
early.
Then,
this is early hippies.
They took us, me and my sister, back in 1967, and as you can imagine, the place was totally unhinged.
Yeah, it was.
Well,
the dream had ended. The hippie dream had come crashing.
Not really.
All around
I mean,
them.
There's too many particulars
had
to talk about, but those are societal changes happen regardless of what you think of yourself and how you fit in. However,
Bucci.
My entire life, I've always had friends that lived in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, when I called you last week to talk about my new oven, I was in San Francisco.
What? Oh, my God. I never knew.
I thought that, but I wasn't.
You sounded so L.A. in that call, man. I just couldn't even tell. Wow. All right. So, all right. So, continue with this origin story.
I had been sitting in the panhandle of Golden Gate Park, watching the breeze, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I was in San Francisco for about 10 days, and I fit there. I fit in the neighborhood.
Is this in 1966? Are we talking about 1966?
Well, that was the first time.
So what is the origin? So when you went to visit, when you went in 1966 and you saw the hippies, was that the thing that was like, oh, my God, this new alternative kind of way of living, that was the kind of thing that had the huge impact on you?
Well, I was 11 years old, but I tell you, it was just, it was the city itself.
Yeah.
But then the way that the people looked.
Yes. And you're like, I want to look like that.
Like a compass. That
I don't
want to
wear underpants.
North, that's the way my life is run.
Yeah. So that
and
kind
I'm
of
still doing that 57 years later.
Right. You still have the spirit of 66 in you somewhere.
You wouldn't believe how true that is.
Okay. So what do you think your power – what powers did you kind of gain from this kind of wide opening of your eyes?
It made me want to be a free-spirited artist.
There you go. That's a good one.
And I succeeded.
Yes. Yes. I was talking to someone at the WFMU Christmas party about you. Maybe she was a friend of yours.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
I don't even want to ask who.
Well, I won't. I'm not going to tell you. That's it.
That's just as well.
Yes. So are you good or evil? Did this turn you good or evil? Sounds good, right?
It turned me hedonistic.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
now,
you know what? Now
that is
kind of the – that was the conversation that we had. We were talking about your hedonism at the party. Jesus.
Maybe this party wasn't so good. I operate in a gray
area. Yeah. Okay. Well, Franco, thank you very much. That's a really good one. I mean, the injection of art and free spirit into your brain is never a bad thing, though, you know, too much of a good thing is a bad thing also. So, you know, I'm glad you have a balance and you have a gray-like balance in your mind and life.
I think so. I came home back to L.A. and I'm perfectly happy here.
Great. All right, man. So I'll stay in Jersey. You stay in L.A., and I'll catch you next week, all right?
All right.
He always seems so upset when I have to let him go. I don't know who I'm letting him go for. There's no one else calling at 201-209-9368. What's your origin story? Where'd you come from, Daddy? Like, if you were given a cigarette as a child and now you can't smoke cigarettes, and then maybe you were given a cigarette by a loved one, you know, and now you can't love because you associate love with the emphysema, which is my grandmother actually did. She mistook love for emphysema. You know, did you find $100 in a garbage can? That would be a big event. I would remember that. That would change. That would change Bucci. And you found it once and you're like, oh my God, I never knew that there was money in garbage cans. And so now you like hang around garbage cans to see if it happens again. And your superpower is that you love the smell of garbage. You'd have to, like, you know, if you were going to hang around all that garbage, you got to get used to it. And so now you can go in anywhere and, like, people are like, jeez, oh, wait, what's that smell? And you're like, oh, I don't smell anything. Like, okay. So that's an origin story that we can talk about, if that happened to you, if that resonates with someone out there, it'd be weird. You know, were you – this is a more supernatural one, which is probably not going to – I mean, I don't know how many supernatural people are out there, any superheroes or neutral heroes. But what if you were – let's say you were bitten by a radioactive spider, and now you have the actual strength of a spider, not the proportional strength of a spider, but the actual strength of a spider, which is very weak. If you've ever seen a spider, weak. It's not as strong as Bucci. So you were bitten by a radioactive spider, and you were given the literal strength of a spider. But now you're too weak to get out of bed. You can't even control. You can't even. Your face doesn't even support the weight of your own tongue. And you hate spiders now. And you go in your rage, and you've reached out and killed every spider that you can, which is bad for the ecosystem because they eat flies and such like that. So that's where your evil origin story was. That's probably not going to be a real one. Did you trust a DJ at a party? And now you've lost your chance to be on WFMU. And now you have an irrational hatred of DJs. Them's the breaks. 201-209-9368. What's your origin story? Or if you want to talk about quilts, if you want to submit a quilt patch.
Quilt.
Please call in. I'd like to make this topic a little bit of an ongoing one so we can get a nice old blanket going. Did you once see a bumper sticker that said coexist, and that enraged you so much you turned into a bitter person and you live alone now? You know, people are asking me if, let me check the chat. No, they're not. But let's say they are. They're asking me, Bucci, what's your origin story? I bet that's good. And I'm going to get back to that on the other side of this phone call. Call you got Chabooch.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey.
What's going on?
And not much. Who's this?
This is Juliet.
Juliet. Hey, Juliet. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
All right.
I would like to dip into both prompts a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
Because, you know, I was thinking of my origin story, but, yeah, nothing's changed me. I just kind of roll with the punches, so,
Okay.
You know.
Well, that could be could be your power, right? You roll with punches.
I mean,
that ability is in itself a thing, you know.
Word.
Yes, word. So, what will you continue? I interrupted you.
All good. So the one event in my life that came to mind was one time I was like 4 or 5, and you know, maybe I'm just completely insane, but I like swear on my life that. I had a window open in my bedroom, and like a bolt of lightning came through it and came right at me.
Whoa.
And nothing happened. And it was, I just like, you know, it was really weird. And I was like, damn, okay.
So you were like, as a little kid, you went, damn, okay.
Yeah. Whoa. I mean, I lived, and that was cool. So, I mean, I was too young to like absorb the gravity of what would have happened if like, I was struck
by lightning. You're never too young to absorb a lot of electricity. So, I mean, absolutely.
But anyway.
So, wait a minute. Can I ask you a couple?
I don't know what that did to my life or whatever, but.
Gave you an awareness of lightning?
I would like to contribute to the quilt, just like lightning going straight through my body and nothing happened.
Oh, that's going to be I do like that one. All right. So, lightning going through your body, and that's your quilt. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Can I just ask you one more question? So how do you know the lightning bolt came in through the window? Did your whole bedroom just kind of went flash, 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 flash,
flash? Like, it was like I was looking at the window and I was going to close it and like just some light came like straight at me.
Wow.
Maybe it was not a lightning bolt, but it was something.
Yeah, it was something.
Maybe it was an entity, you know? Who knows?
Well, that sounds like a pretty serious. It sounds like an origin story that it could have been your origin story, but for whatever reason, it wasn't. So there's, you know, it's like, well.
Yeah, it's just like, well, that happens.
Sometimes it just happens.
Had, like dinner or whatever.
And do you love lightning now or hate lightning? Are you afraid of lightning?
That's cool. It looks pretty cool. Anyway.
All right, Juliet. Thank you very much. That was a good one.
Thanks.
Bye. Lost a call there while I was talking to Juliet, but call back. That's if lightning hit Bucci, he'd be dead. Lost the call. Come on. All right. And we got another patch. I like that. We're building this patch out. I mean quilt.
Quilt.
So the Bucci origin story. I told you about the silver spoon in my head already. That's a contributing factor to me. but one that it doesn't explain everything. When I was a kid, I was still doing Bucci. It just was a very different show. It was called Bucci in the Morning, and it was more sports talk back then, and I played some Mercury Theater radio plays. Weird format, but it worked. And I remember I would go into my closet, and I was like, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and I'd go into my closet and sit in the dark and just do the show in my head for hours. And I would take calls from people in my head. Calls like this. Call you, Gabucci.
Oh, what's up, Booch?
Hey, what's up, Double G?
G, yeah, what's up?
Hey, man. Well, you called me, so.
What you up to?
Well, I was just chilling, smoking a cigarette, feet up on the table, doing a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were trying to, you know, cut the Pall Malls from your life.
Yeah, well, when I say cigarette, it's a cinnamon stick. You know, that's the trick. You just pretend to smoke, and you smoke a cinnamon stick, and no cancer.
Right. Well, yeah, that's how it works.
All right. Yeah. So you tell me what's your origin story. You've got to have an origin story. How did Ziggy get born?
Oh, how did Ziggy come to be?
Mm.
Well, you know, it all started in like an underground facility.
Jesus Christ.
Kind of like a cage match kind of facility.
Okay.
Who I was before that day is not important to this conversation, but who I became after that.
Well, really, I disagree that who you were before is not important, because how can you compare, how can we all compare who you were before and after if we don't know who you were before? So
oh, wait,
who
no,
were you before?
Okay.
Was Ziggy just kind of like an old milk toast? What? Go ahead.
So my name is Gregory.
Okay.
And I was, you know, doing odd jobs around the neighborhood, you know, put up, you know, some shingles there, deliver some packages here,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little B&E, things like that, things around the neighborhood.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
And what really changed my life was seeing all these people living happily, having families,
mm-hmm.
you know, just, I don't know.
Well, you're skulking around with a package in your hands. You're looking through these people's windows, and you're like, there's a happy person. What am I doing out in the rain?
Yeah, yeah, you know, and other times I would break into that said window.
All right.
And, you know, I wouldn't take anything of, like, value, because that's stealing. But I would take things that are, you know, emotionally valuable.
Yeah.
Like grandma's ashes or all your shoelaces.
I thought, well, that's not too emotional. I thought you were going to say, like, you'd go into someone's living room and just sit there and absorb the warmth and the comfort and the kind of familiar atmosphere that that the living room brings you.
Well, you know, a big inspiration in my previous life was the movie 1 Hour Photo with Robin Williams.
Yeah, that's a big inspiration in your life, 1 Hour Photo?
I really looked up to that guy.
What guy? The cop who caught 1 Hour Photo guy? Or 1 Hour Photo guy?
No, 1 Hour Photo guy. Robin Williams in that movie, 1 Hour Photo guy.
Okay,
like, you know,
so...
Like, you know, you see someone's life, and you imagine yourself in their life until you are in their life, and then, like, they find out you're in their life in this way that they're not supposed to be.
So you turned into 1 Hour Photo guy after a period of time of living alone and being lonely and just being treated with disregard or ignored. You turned mm-hmm. into Ziggy, who is like the opposite of that, who is a very gregarious and cool person, and with
cool
a lot
person,
of family, like,
you know,
7 or
18
kids.
I collect a lot of things now from people's homes,
kids.
Mostly. But I do that, you know, in ways that I cannot disclose here on WRC.
All right, don't disclose. I get the point. Ziggy, do you want to contribute a quilt patch real quick? What's a patch that symbolizes you for the year of 2024? What does it look like?
Like a patch? Okay, yeah.
Shouldn't have asked.
Be the dandelion that makes a wish.
Yeah, there you go. Works. Call you, Gabucci.
Hello?
Hello, turn your radio down.
Sorry, wait a second. Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, I was listening to... I'm so sorry. I was listening and I, you know, wanted to do that thing of turning down the radio.
You did do it.
You had asked for an origin. I love listening to WFMU. I'm calling from Beverly, Massachusetts.
What's your name?
My name is Derek.
Okay.
And I wanted to read you a origin thing I did that's literally 400 words. It's mercifully brief. May I read it to you?
Yeah. Okay, go for it.
My origin begins the day I stopped posting. Every little meme I'd encountered, and stopped sharing every audio-visual moment that I obsessively had recorded of myself. My origin begins the day I started to read again and listen again. I felt myself die. Away from the social network, my likes withered until no one liked me. And then I was a ghost, a specter who lurked on networks but never exposed himself on them. What I did instead was ask myself, what am I putting into my body? Besides the physical things that went into my mouth, my lungs, my bloodstream, and my pores.
Oh my God.
What of those sensations that went into my brain when physical things came in contact with my skin's nerve ending, with the olfactory nerves in my nose, the taste buds on my tongue?
This is gonna be more than
four. And what of the waves that struck the retinas at the backs of my eye sockets and the cochleas in the depths of my ear canals? I withdrew further from the world. I only stared at screens to read text. See my writing ideas take shape on a word processing document or look at a single image. The photography of Ouija, the works of micro artist Willard Wiggin, who creates sculptures that literally fit in the eye of a needle. I turned away from 15 and 30 second shards of speech from influencers who wanted to influence me to buy something that some corporate pimp was paying them to promote as they recorded fragment after fragment after fragment. I took walks and saw people all around earbuds permanently embedded in their heads.
Is this
arms locked,
okay,
so that the screen was there in front of them always? And I walked to the graveyard, where a group of others who had died connected and laughed and played music and board games and acted out plays and talked and listened. We gather there, refugees from this world that has enslaved so many. And you are always free to join us, or if you can't, communicating with us not by text or video chat, but by handwritten letter, which is solid, which fills the vision of the reader with not only words, but the writer's soul. We are the living. We gather around audio campfires such as WFMU and huddle for warmth in Monty Hall. We exist side by side in real time, in real life. We are the social network. Thanks for listening.
Hey, man, thanks very much. I appreciate that. Apparently, I don't know what 400 words sounds like. But that was really interesting, and I definitely see how that is an origin story. You know, to break away from our screens and our life and then see, you know, I have to read that story out to really get the idea. But it was very beautifully written, and thank you very much, Derek, for calling. But remember, I must insist, Derek, that you go right back onto Instagram. You got to get, I mean, that's the one. You got to follow Bucci, Bucci Nights at WFMU.org. I know we're finding warmth around the campfire of Monty Hall, but it really, the real roaring fire is Bucci.
Bucci.
201-209-9368. Call in for your origin story. Appreciate that story, Derek. It was very nice. So anyway, back to the Bucci origin story. Picture a little guy in a big bucket hat, you know, sitting in his closet, running through the shows, doing his radio show in his head, muttering, caller, you got your Bucci. Oh, what do you think of the Red Sox chances this year? You know, it depends on their pitching. If you don't have pitching, your club could use some fixing.
Bucci.
Which was the first Bucci adage. So, you know, that's what kind of show I would do. And I did that show for the first 20 years of my life. Until one day I got a call, and this person didn't want to talk about sports, didn't want to talk about Orson Welles' radio plays. She wanted to talk about Bucci. And she said, what's your opinion on Tom Waits? I'm like, oh, that's a good question. What is my opinion on Tom Waits? We talked about Tom Waits. And then another caller called in, and he was talking about how good his handwriting was. So him and Bucci got into a handwriting contest right on the air to see whose penmanship was best. And I won. And that was the day that I realized that this show you're listening to was created. And I found that freed from the constraints of sports talk, which I really didn't understand at all because I don't follow sports at the time, I had a lot to talk about. And the callers had a lot to hear about. and we could create these worlds together. And the adages, you know, were just coming out of me like throw up, and the callers were lapping them up. And I was filled with the power of getting people to talk about what I wanted to talk about. Caller Yugabuchi. Caller Yugabuchi. Caller Yugabuchi. You got your booch on the radio.
Hey.
Oof. Okay, hey, who's this?
George Hoffman.
George? Is that your name?
Yeah.
Okay, George. Do you have an origin story that's not insanely terrifying?
I know, man. These are boring. I thought the topic meant what changed your life.
Yeah, sure. You want to interpret that way, you can do it that way.
This was very simple. I went to my high school guidance counselor, and he told me, you're not going to college. I said, I don't want to go to college. I want to go to the Institute of Audio Research in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any gumption like I do now.
Yeah, watch your language, though, buddy, okay?
Watch
your language.
He told me it doesn't exist.
Okay, thanks. And when I say thanks, I mean...
You made me nervous!
You make me nervous. So anyway, that was kind of the day when I realized just what what my potential was. You know, the day I came out of the closet and I stopped the sports talk and retooled it, and when it started again, that's Bucci.
Bucci.
Caller Yugabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, hello, who's this?
This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. What's your origin story, man?
Well, this is like how I became evil.
Yeah, go for it.
And so, back when I was like younger, my older brother, he would always make fun of me, poking me, awful things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Calling me names and stuff. And this went on for a long time.
Okay.
And one day,
God.
I think around 7 or 8.
He
said, come down to the basement. And, like, he tied me to this table.
Can I stop you for a second there? Sam, how disturbing does this story get? I just want to...
Not very.
So, does it get more disturbing than you being tied to a table in a basement?
Well, like...
Because that's pretty upsetting. I mean, I'm not upset because I'm pretty cool.
Ear.
What's that?
He poured spiders down my ear.
Okay.
And, like, toxic goo.
Toxic goo. Where'd he get this toxic goo? Was he like he sounds like a supervillain to me.
I mean, like, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
But so, you know, I fell asleep. It was very traumatic.
You fell asleep tied to a table with spider goo in your ear? That's what happened? Okay.
I had this, like,
sounds like
great ability to just determine the maximum evil, like, action I could take. At any moment.
What does that have to do with spiders, though? What do you mean, the maximum evil energy? Well, the people out there want to know what that means.
No, like Sam. The maximum evil, like, opportunity of action. I could determine it in an instant.
Okay, so give me an example of that, because I'm not entirely sure I'm grasping it.
So, like, I'd be on the street, and, like, I'd see some kid with a lollipop, and I'd see, like, just the right way to trip him to make him cry.
Wow, that does sound pretty wrong. And this had something to do with because you were given spider eggs as a little present when you were a kid, and now you twisted you into a terrible person.
Well, like, they crawled into my brain, and, you know, spiders are pretty evil.
Well, I think, like I was saying, they do eat flies. I mean, they do actually support an ecosystem. So I think you're looking in this in a negative way, which sounds like what your superpower sort of is.
Well, yeah.
All right, man. Thanks very much. Yeah. This was a mistake, this topic. I'll be never doing anything like this again.
Bucci. Promise.
Oh my God, it's time to go. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM. Online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next, Music of Mind Control with Micah. Until then, next week, who listens to Bucci? You do, G.
Comes a knocking at my door. The men they by the score, shouting witchcraft, blaming me.